Authors Ian Caldwell and Dustin Thomason began writing their novel The Rule of Four in 1998, just after they graduated from college. Reviewer Alan Chu says that shows.
The Rule of Four is a deftly constructed novel about obsession and the mystery of history and life, with real intellectual backbone and some wonderfully engaging moments. As I suppose we might expect in a college novel, the story centers on a book, the late 15th century philosophical mystery called The Hypnerotomachia Polyphily, or in translation, Polyphily's Pursuit of Love in a Dream. Two Princeton students, Tom Sullivan, the narrator, and his roommate Paul Harris, spend more time trying to figure out the acrostic code and riddles posed by the Renaissance text than they do their own social life or other studies. They're goaded by memories of Tom's late father, who was a Renaissance scholar entranced by this same book, and urged on by some contemporary academics, including a slippery Princeton instructor named Vincent Taft. The two seniors try to solve the old book's mysteries, even as the Princeton campus, blanketed by a freak spring snowstorm, becomes the site of two Hypnerotomachia-inspired murders and a serious fire. There's a certain unevenness to some of the story, with the two roomies sometimes sounding like something out of a Hardy Boys mystery, sometimes like philosophers on a tear, and now and then the prose becomes a little pedantic. But most of the time, as it dramatizes questions of fathers and sons, social class in America, the troubles and pleasures of young love, and the distinctions between art and life, The Rule of Four is smart fun by two young collaborators who, with a little luck, will go on to become the Ben Affleck and Matt Damon of contemporary letters.
The book is The Rule of Four by Ian Caldwell and Dustin Thomason. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.